Hello everybody and welcome to today's Heartbeat, where I'm going to talk to you, share with you on the intimacy of God. God always wants to be intimate with us. Right from the beginning of time, God wanted intimacy. In the book of Genesis, God shares about how, through the Holy Spirit, how he wanted us to be created in his image and likeness. He wanted to share himself with us. He wanted to walk in the Garden of Eden with us. He created man and then felt like man was going to be lonely, so he created woman to be a companion, a helpmate to man. And that the two, when it was man and his wife, that they would be naked in front of each other and not ashamed. And the nakedness was more to show the intimacy that a man and a woman would have together. But this intimacy first came from God, because God walked in the garden with them every day, being intimate with them. They were naked before him, and they were not ashamed. They were intimate with God. And God desired this so much. When they had eaten from the tree of life and then knew they were naked and hid when God came into the garden, because it states it here in Genesis, they heard the sound of the Lord. It's in chapter 3, verse 8. Walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And man said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked." And God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Who disrupted this intimacy that we had?" And it was the enemy, the evil one, who tries to disrupt our intimacy with God always. That's his ultimate. He doesn't really care about us. He cares that we follow God. He actually cares that we don't follow God. He wants us not to be intimate with God. You know, in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14, it's beautiful because it states the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God again sent his Son to dwell with us, to walk with us, to be with us. And we know it was only for 33 years. But God was so consistent, so in love with us, that he chased after us and wants to be intimate again. He talks to Nicodemus, who inquires about, well, are you the Messiah? And Jesus shares about how you need to be born of the water and born of the Spirit. It's this total intimacy, this total wholeness that God desires for us and towards himself. You know, he states in Matthew's Gospel, actually, where love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and self, with your wholeness of you, the completeness of you, the intimate things, the secret things of you, to share with God. He desires that we would spend time with him. He wants to be intimate with us and us intimate with him. Jesus at the Last Supper, where he brought in the Eucharist, again, what does he do? He gives of himself. He died for us on the cross. He gave of himself to us. Well, he gives himself in bread and wine, which is changed into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives it to us to remind us that he is with us always, to grace us with his presence, so that we can live on this earth, so that we can have the kingdom coming one day again. And this intimate, God's a personal God. He created us for himself. He has this longing within himself of this intimate connected relationship. He wants to know us, and he wants us to know him. How do we do that? And again, it's encouraging you to have a prayer time, to spend quality time with him, to put time aside, to go sit in a special chair or a special place so that you come to the Lord and say, I'm here again, Lord, for you. That we actually make time all the time during the day to send up someone said the other day, they call them arrow prayers. Lord, help me here. I need your help there. Thank you, Lord, for what you provided for me. Because it's not all just asking for help. It's praising and worshiping and adoring and loving him, being intimate with him, sharing our needs, our wants, our desires, our fears, our emotions, whatever it might be. Pour out your heart to him. Pour out. What's pouring out? It's blah. We girls can do it really well. We just keep, adding on, pouring out how we're feeling, how we're going, how it affects us. Then this happened and this happened. You know, when we tell the stories, at least I do. Sharing our lives with people, with our God, where we worship him in prayer, in song, in words, in silence, in adoration, in art. What if you're an artist? I had a lady one day said, I don't journal, I don't write things down, but I like painting. And I said, well, why don't you pray? And part of the prayer is you paint to the Lord. You worship him with the gifts that he's given you. You sit with creation at the beach, at the sunrise, as the birds of the air wake up, singing their songs of joy to the Lord, their praise to the Lord. Do we read scripture and meditate upon the words that we read, or we just read it and don't think it's nothing? Or do we allow it to absorb into our hearts, into our minds, and see what the Holy Spirit shares with us? We can join a small group and discuss things, a Bible study, read a Christian book and discuss the books, whatever it might be. Are we sharing intimately with God and allowing God to share with us? And it can be through other people. Do we look at God's, like I said, God's creation? Do we journal and write things down? Do we write poetry? Do we write songs of praise and worship? If we're a songwriter, or if we don't write the songs, do we play the music and worship God with the gifts that he's given us, that we've worked with? God desires us to understand him. Do we try and get more knowledge of him? He knows us through and through, but do we try and know him? And it is by scripture, it is by reading what other people have written about God. It's what the Holy Spirit reveals to us. Do we thank him and have gratitude for all that he's done, for all that he's going to do? Thank him ahead of time. Thank you, Lord, for protecting me and my family. Thank you, Lord, that you go with me into that job interview. How wonderful that we're intimately asking him to be in our job interview. We're thanking him that we know he's going to be there. He's going to help us, to give us strength and courage and give us the right words to speak or whatever we need to say. Lord, if this is the job for me, that you would be there and that everything would go well, and that this job has been assigned to me, for me, for some reason and some purpose. It's actually quite easy to think of ways you can interact with God. Do you go down to a church and just sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament? If the church isn't open, do you go and sit before a cross of the Lord Jesus who died for us? And do you just sit and contemplate the picture, the statue, the thought? Do you read what he did for us? Do you put the two together? Do you allow it to affect your emotions, to affect your feelings and your thoughts and who you are and in your spirit? Do you allow him to go deeper into you? Do you surrender yourself to him? Because that's what he did for us on the cross, totally surrendered, totally self-giving, totally reaching out. Read the stories of Jesus. He went and came to have meals with people. He went and visited them. He found them when they were, you know, feeling ostracized outside the wall because they were full of diseases, the lepers, the blind. He walked the roads finding people. He went to wells where women were because he wanted to be intimate with us, with you. But we need to surrender, to choose to allow him to come and be intimate totally with us, to see who we are. We need to reveal ourselves to our God and allow him to reveal himself to us. It never stops. It just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. So I would love to encourage you, just after this season of Easter, where we're celebrating what God has done for us, where he's restored this intimacy. Jesus restored the intimacy for us to God the Father, and then the Holy Spirit coming so soon, that we would seek after the King. Not just the kingdom and his ways, but seek after the King. First, put him first. Seek after intimacy. Don't be scared. Don't be ashamed. God already knows, and he loves us to bits. Already. No more than he can now or tomorrow. It's total 100%. But it's us who need to learn to love 100% full on all the time to our God and to be intimate with him. Have a blessed week and know that God is with us.